Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You might not see him at first.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And it's just you and me continuing to be just you and me. I've got another segment I want to share some ideas with you. In fact, what I want to do now is I want to bring you up to date on what happened this week in Iowa with the election, with the caucuses, I should say. Those silly caucuses out there in Iowa, and compared to what our straw poll showed. If you remember, last week we anticipated the Iowa caucus in our poll, in our online poll, and we asked you we gave you some options. Who would you vote for? And I was anxious to get that straw poll from you, and then compare that to what actually happened. So here's what we said: it's the week of the Iowa caucuses, which of the front runners of the two parties would you vote for? Now, as you know, there are three Democrats and eight or nine or ten Republicans. So I don't have enough. I don't have enough options to choose to do a full straw poll in our online poll. Usually, I do four or five options. And so what I said was Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, the two Democrats, the two front-running Democrats. I left O'Malley out. And then I said Trump and Cruz because they were the true front-runners for the Republican Party. But then we also offered you, if these are my choices, I won't vote. For people who, they could take a shot at me on that one because I didn't include Rubio or Bush or Kasich or any of those guys. So here's what happened. 4% of you said you were going to vote for Hillary. 7% said you were going to vote for Sanders. Now, this is the small business sector voting here, okay? 4% for Hillary, 7% for Bernie, 44% for Donald. He got the big number, Donald, the Donald did, and Ted. The Ted Meister, Ted Cruz, he got 25%, and 1/5 of you said, you know, you were for all the other guys. So most people declared only 80% of you could pick one. You felt you could choose between the two front runners in both parties. And as you can see there, Democrats are not real popular among the small business sector. I think that's probably because most small business owners make payroll and the socialistic bent of the Democrat Party, which Bernie Sanders is an avowed socialist, and Hillary is trying to out socialize him, right? In her as she curries favor with the Democrat voters, she's trying to act more to the left of him. Well, that's those kinds of positions are not attractive typically to small business owners. So that wasn't, but even that wasn't correct, right? Because the vote was pretty much split 50-50 between Hillary and Bernie. We said 4% for Hillary, 7% for Bernie, and then we get over to the Republicans. And Donald and Ted flipped, in reality, in the Iowa caucuses from our straw poll, and our guys, you guys who voted in our straw poll, you know, we went big time for Trump, and less for Cruz, and as it turns out, you know, I probably should have put Rubio there, in the fifth choice, because he actually won. On the Republican side, I think Rubio, in a lot of ways, won because of how he beat the polls, and so it was interesting though to see if you get a chance, listen to the commentators, the commentary on how the different constituents, the constituencies vote for the different candidates. You've got the evangelicals, they call the religious folks the values based voters. Then you've got the young people, the millennials. You got the old white folks out there. Then you got the minorities, and every state is a little bit different, isn't it? And so it's really fascinating. If you love politics, it's fascinating to see how this will roll out. For example, New Hampshire, coming up next week, is a completely different state. Someone could win in New Hampshire next week who barely showed in Iowa. That's how much different these two states are. On the Republican side, I should say, not so much on the Democrat side. Looks like Bernie's going to win New Hampshire. Looks like he'll beat Hillary there. But what a wacky year for politics. This is going to be the most, the craziest, and the most interesting, maybe even the most maddening that we've had in anybody's memory, with all the different things going on. Hillary's problems. Can Bernie? Will his message migrate all the way across America, across the South? And how long will it take before the lesser Republicans drop out and we wind up with a couple of guys, maybe three people? This is going to be a very interesting year. I hope you're paying attention, small business owners. This is a very critical year for America. This election is. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.